Peches in the Taz. Now it's a very confusing, very difficult, strange Taz here. In the Shaykh Mut, in the Vatl Nisla Hatrila of Nokhlus, a Heta Shain Vishia, the Vatle, Amy Sifnolov, Heta, Kedele Vatle, Ovaru Bitle Sheribolov, in the Shaykh Mutter and Mazi Tosa, in Vatlats, Mayimu Shalay, the Haley Mission is Vatu Bishvil. Hatu Haley Zebel Russian Zed, the Kaimel and Koli Surim Shariba Ali and Shaykh Mutter. Because there is a knas de chachomim that if someone is mevatel lechatchila yisurim, so vis-a-vis the mevatel atzmei itzoseh, so only if the mevatel was mevatel b'mezid, but if it was mevatel b'shegik not, and we don't count in shegik or b'mezid, all right. Vehibe bis Yosef, Mare Mokim Lose, Pluk der Rebbeya, Rebbe Yudev, Rebbe Yisiv, Rebbe Shimen. Tabi Noflo vini Spatzo. That's in Gemara in Gitt. Now, Nizok. Now, so the Allah is that Idova Choshuv is not bottle, I feel a dollar for the bottle. So suppose you have a Gezim, which is a Idova Choshuv, and suppose it's Nispatzo, the Gezim, so then it becomes bottle. So now the question is, but if he was mifatzeya b'meizid b'yodayi, then he doesn't become bot. So there is a machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yudah on one hand, and Reb Yesi and Reb Shimon on the other hand. Suppose it was nispatzu. It was nispatzu b'sheik. So whether comes in on sheik or t'meizid, or he comes in on sheik or t'meizid. So Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yudah say, comes in and shayit amazit. Rabbi Yisrael Shimon say, loy comes in and shayit amazit. So he says, ve'i v'bes Yosef, ma'are mokim laze. Look at Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yisrael Shimon, v'abon noflu v'nispatzu. So they are pass like Rabbi Yisrael Shimon, loy comes in and shayit amazit. Shemei v'bes Yosef ha'akim davze, v'ikshu divrei ator adore, d'cham posak Rabbi Yisrael Shimon l'ikule, loy comes in and shayit amazit. U'visim in kufyut, peisei g'davke v'noflu ma'atzmei. Avol he pilohu afilu shegik konsor to meizid. Now the halacha is, let's say, if it is idava choshev, so then it doesn't become bottle. Midrabon, midrai say, even idava choshev becomes bottle, but midrabon doesn't become bottle. So the halacha is, there is a special kule. Suppose one of the items, it was nefel yam, so then we, as long as we can be tailor and we can say, let's say, one item of Isa fell into a whole bag, sack, of heter. So it's not, it's a double choshev. So in Mimele, it's not bottle. But suppose one item fell into the yam, so there is a possibility, even though from the point of view of probability, it's a remote possibility. It's a chance one in a hundred or even one in a thousand. But there is such a possibility that the item that fell into the yam happens to be the item of his. So Mimele, it's already mute. That was the Takonis Chachonim. Because the whole aloche, the Dova Choshev, is not bottle, is the Rabbonimic aloche. So the Chachonim are misaking that if not Lechot Men Liam, so there is a possibility that it was that particular item of Isaiah. So Mimele, it's mute. So the in Simen Kufyudi Paschim, Zdavke Nofel Matzme, Avali Pilohu, even if the Shegek. So then, it's not what. Why? Comes in and say what amazing. So how is it, Ligabe Nispatzu, we paskin, that Loi comes in and say what amazing. Ligabe Bitail, Bitail, Biodayim, Bishayik, Loi comes in and say what amazing. And Ligabe, Hipilo Liam, Bishayik, we paskin, that comes in and say what amazing. That's the catch of the Bishayik. Avo, we've seen a confused basic document of Matsme. Avo, Hipilo, who are Philosheik, was amazing. So why is it so? Ulami is daiti, so he doesn't mention what the Bes Yosef says. Bes Yosef says a fairly good teretz. So the Bes Yosef says that in the case of why should we be kenes sheyik ot amazit? After all, one who is amazit, he has to be penalized. But one who is a sheik, he doesn't deserve to be penalized. But the reason as to why we should be kenes sheik or temezit is to prevent mezit. Because if we are lenient in connection with Shegeik, so many a person might decide to do it b'meizid. That's the reason as to why we should be kenes Shegeik ot amazing. So Mimele, the Bais Yosef says, Ligabe mivatel zayin an mivatel, Ligabe being mivatel, Isa b'yodayim. So there, we don't have to be cheshesh, that by not assering Shegeik, Bitl b'yodayim b'shegeik, so he will be induced to be mivatel b'meizit, because that looks strange, that looks serious. I mean, a person, the average person, would not do a thing like that, to throw a dvar iser and mix it with that. He wouldn't do it. He's not likely to do it, because that looks chomor. That appears chomor in the mind of man. Mashein came to throw away an iser into the yam. So a person, the average person would think, after all, what do I do? It's something terrible. What do? I take out an item, I throw it in the yam. After all, it's my money, it's everything. Why shouldn't I be allowed to throw it into the yam? So if we allow, in the case of a pila shegeik, so he'll be induced, the next time, he'll be induced to be mapu b'meizid too. Mashein came in the case where we are matia, ribo, bitel, b'yodayim, b'shegeik, so we don't have to be cheshesh. Next time he'll be mivatil isa b'meizid. Because a person is not going to mix isa with that. Because a person knows that this is not the right thing. But not every person knows that it's not the right thing to throw away one item into the yam. Because the average person thinks, what's wrong with throwing an item into the yam? So this is what the Bais Yosef says. But the Taz apparently doesn't like this. This teretz of the Bais Yosef. Ulam yezdait in here. So in other words, so we have to understand, why is there a distinction between the case of Hipilo, one item of Idvachoshuv in Yam, so Afilu Shege comes to Shege to Mezik, and Ribo b'yadayim b'Shege, so it's Loi comes to Shege to Mezik. Ulam yezdait in here, the Himokya din ze mishom, אלא מימרי מפורשסי בירושלמי לתרומה פרקסו, תרומו, וזה לשני יום הרבוי בשם רבי יחנן, כל איסורים שריבה עליהם שגי כמותה, ובמייזי דוזה. So the Taz says, the Tein Lachaname, we do pask, in both cases, לא יקסי נשק למייזי, הוא יפסק לגבי נספצו בשגי, so לא יקסי למייזי, and הוא יפסק לגבי ריבו בשגי, לא יקסי למייזי. But the reason as to why we paskun ligabe riba b'sheige ikloi katsishin meizit is not because we paskun like Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Shim. But there is an explicit mocker for riba b'sheige that loi katsishin meizit. There's the Yerushalmi in Truma, because Rabbi Yechanan says there in the Yerushalmi kol yisurin sheba sheige ikmuta meizdosa. ובזל לקושי מידה דבר רבי יחנן פסק רבי יסי רב שם בהדי והוא מטעם דכל שהעת התולו בריבו וכן בהי דנופלו ונספצו דכשבו לפנינו אונורים פצועים והרי כשבו לישם הרי מותרס ממילא דכבור נשרבה אוי נספצו דבר החושב ואם שוסח ולא ממידה אמר מתיר לי דאפשר שבשור שנופל שם יישר הוי יוקח ולא נשרבה ליהו דגוללון שנשרבה הכן ועל כל חוכבה דמהם בזה, דשאי כה יודי בו יש עוסק, מה שאין כן בהי דסימן קופיות, כשבו התרובס לפונינו אנו איסר מייסי, אלו שהוא ריצה להתר על פי דוסי, שיפלח עוד לים, בו זה אינו מאמינו לי לא כליסה מבואר, על פי דוסי נמצא ששתקוסי לו ישמע תרס. וראי אלי חילוק זה מוצינו בבחירס, אמרינו עושם על יתאים או עושם דיבו אלו ימרי. So in other words, there the Gemara discusses the union of Mige, of Malo Rishakya. Now the halacha is that a prayer, if a mum kavua occurs in a prayer, so then it's nechal, you can be shechted, and it's nechal. Like if a mum doesn't, as long as a mum doesn't occur, so it's a korban. I mean, so it has to be nikrav as a korban. But if a mum occurs, a mum kavua occurs in the prayer, then it's nishchat and even bizman hazeh, you can eat. But there is a lav deraisa to put a mum in kochi. So if somebody will be yodai, put a mum, make a mum in kochi, so it will be very loud the rice. But mid rice, even though it's osea, so suppose someone, Beiser, made the move in a prayer, so it's nechal al vishrit. It's nechal al vishrit. But with the Rabbanon, Chachomim comes that if someone made a move, if someone made a move, bikavone, so he should not be allowed to eat the prayer. The Chachomim comes in. If he made a move, bikavone. But suppose unintentionally, he causes a move to occur in the prayer, so then it is muter. It is nishchat, and it's mutalech. So the question is, suppose someone comes and he says that this is a pro, and we didn't know that he's a pro, that this behemoth is a pro, that this clay is a pro. But he comes and tells us, this clay is a pro. But the moon that you see in this clay, so I made it unintentional. So the Gemara says, so one mandoma says that he is Nemo. Why? Because of Mige. Because Malon Ishaka. After all, we didn't know that this clay is a prayer. He told it to us. So Malon Ishaka, if he's interested in hiding, covering up the truth, he shouldn't have told us that the clay is a prayer, and no one would have thought that it's a prayer. So it's a raya that he's saying the truth. So Mele is mutalachel to lachel that clay. So that's what an Amira says that. So the Gemara is the kasha, what kind of a chiddush is it? I mean, it's a Mishnah Mefereshes. It's a Mishnah Mefereshes that if a woman was not horzikol as an ishishish, and we thought that she is a pnuya, and then she comes to Bezdin and says, ishishish, yisiyu, kruzhani, so she's nemo, because apeshosa apeshita, malu ishakya. So here too, so the Gemara says, no, it is a chiddush. Malu diteime, hosom di boye, so is loyam. Over there, so there is a presumption that she's telling the truth, in view of the fact that we didn't even know she was married at any time. So why did she have to tell us that she was married and she got divorced? So if she had been interested in covering up and in getting married even without a get, she didn't have to tell us that she was married, because in this place no one knew that she was married that in the past in another place. So it's definitely Malu Ishakya, there is a midi. But here we could say that the reason as to why he came and told us that this crazy prayer is not that he's such an honest person. He doesn't want to say any lies. No, maybe he's not so honest, but he's not such a chaytei that he's ready to shech kotzim b'chutz. He has a little bit of Yerushalayim in his heart. So Mimele, the reason as to why he told us that the clay is a prayer, because he knows the truth that it is a prayer. And he might have a doubt in his mind as to whether this mum is a mum kavua or it's a mum eiver. Because sometimes it's difficult to tell. One has to be an expert in determining whether a certain mum is a mum kavua and a mum eiver. So maybe he wasn't sure whether this mum is a mum kavua or a mum eiver. And he did not want to be eiver and iser of kochim b'chutz, which is a nisa kores. So Mimele told us, because Bezdin will be able to determine whether it's a mum kavua or not. But he doesn't trust his own judgment as to whether it's a mum kavua. But for the Isa of kochim b'chutz, which is an Isa kores, he's cheshish. That much Yerushalayim is. But for the Isa of making a mum in kochim, which is only an Isa lav, not the Nisa Kores, that is not Cheshesh, he has a little bit of Yerushalayim, but not so much to be Cheshesh for this. So maybe he is lying, and maybe Biodayim b'mezid, intentionally he made a move, and why, so why does he come and tell us? Because he's afraid that maybe the mum is not a mum kavua, so meile he'll be iver a nisa of kochim b'chutz, which is a nisa kores that he doesn't want to be there. But a nisa love of making a mum b'meizid, not kores, that he doesn't care, he doesn't mind to be there. So meile we could say that there is no real echoche. So kamash melon. That we don't have to be chayshes this, and this is also considered zimige. Anyway, so he says, "V'raiu echiluk zeh motzilu v'bcheres damrin hosom malitayim hosom diboylo amre ayin shom v'chayim v'ahid nofu v'nispatzu kaimlon kerabiyis likule da'av mamish kehar de marbalis." And now this is very, very strange. This stars the creation places masi amin asks against the tars and the other nisikelim. It appears from this Taz, as if the Taz is saying, there's the reason as to why. The reason as to why, in the case of Bitlei Bishayek, so a Bitlei Biyodayim Bishayek, so it's Muter, is because he has a Migin. He has a Migin. And the reason as to why he, in Simen Kufyud, he pilo afilu sheigeik, so comes to sheigeik ot meizid, because there he doesn't have a migin. But it's not so. I mean, there we pass in simen kufiyud that if he pilo, only when nofal me'atzme, only when nofal me'atzme, if by itself one item fell out, but if biyodayim he took out an item, and he threw it into the yam, so then it's also. Even if we know that he is a sheigeik. So it's also because Kansinon Sheikh got amazed. So Mimele is over there, we say that Kansinon Sheikh got amazed, even if we know that he is a Sheikh. So how can he say that the reason as to why, in the case of Ribo Bishake, Ribo Bidaim Sheikh, when he is Mevate Elisa Bishake, so it's Mutea because he has a Mige. Mige is only important in determining the facts. So in other words, if somebody is saying something, a certain testimony, and we wonder, is he telling the truth or is not telling the truth? So we say, here's a migge, mauli shakya. It's a riot that he's telling the truth. But here it's not a question whether he's telling the truth or not. Because in Simen Kufyud, he paskun that even if we know that Bishayik was mapilet, we know that Bishayik was mapilet, it's still also a consideration of migge. So why don't we answer it in the case of Riba Bishayek? We know that he's telling the truth. Why? Because Malali Shakya, after all, we cannot say he's a liar, because if he had been a liar, an unscrupulous person, so he shouldn't even have to come to us. After all, who is Besden? He brings the Gdeire. He brings the Gdeire before Besden. And Besden sees that there is Rov Shishim in the Heter Negedi Isa. And he tells us his story that Biyodayim, he mixed it up. Why did he have to tell us his story if he's interested in covering it up? So he shouldn't have told us his story, so then Besden wouldn't have anticipated the possibility that Biyodayim. So, but why does he tell us a story that Biyodayim, he was Marbe, and he was Marbe, Shishirov, Shishim, Neged Yisea, Bishayeg, because he is an honest person. He is a truthful person. He doesn't want to cover up anything, because had he been interested in covering up, he didn't have to tell Besden anything. All right, so that would be all right if there hadn't been a halacha of Kansin and Sheikh got amazed. And the question had been, is he amazed or is he shaded? So then, and he would be saying, I am a shaded. So then we would say, Migi, Mal Mishacha. But we see in Simen Kufyud that even if we know that Bishayek was Mapil, so it's also because Hashem is Migit. So how can we apply Migit? How can we apply Migit? When I was a child, years ago, when I was learning Bava Basra, so there is one Rov who once tested me, I mean, and that was... He was accustomed to ask such questions. So he asked the question, Bori Vishema, Bori Odiv. So he asked the question, why shouldn't the bori binemon. So he says, why shouldn't he says bori b'shemo bori odif? So why shouldn't the shemo binemon with me? In other words, Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100, and Shimon says, I don't know. So Maman Doma says, Bore Vishemo Bore Odi. I don't know, maybe I owe you, maybe I don't owe you. So Maman Doma says, Ravune says, Bore Vishemo Bore Odi, that Shimon has to pay. So he asked, why shouldn't Shimon, who says Shemo, be Nemon of the Mige? He could have said, Bore, I don't owe you. The answer is, we do believe him. But Aloch is that Bore Vishemo is Bore Odi. So the same Kashe, he's against the Taz. How can he say Mige here? True, he's never with the Mige. Maul Shaker is an honest man. The one who says that he was Marbe B'Shegeik, he's an honest man because Maul Shaker. But consider Sheirot amazing. That's the Kashe. I think of the crazy place. The others, I mean, who ask against the Taz. Now, so what is the Pshat in the Taz? Now, the Orach HaShulchan says something, and the Orach HaShulchan himself is very obscure. But what I think that what the Orach HaShulchan means is, it's not that the Taz is applying the concept of Mige. It's not shy to say Mige, that the one who says, who claims that he was Marbe B'Shegeik, he was Me'arev B'Shegeik, so he's Nemon on the basis of Mige, and that's why it's Muta. No, it's not shy to say Mige. Monevsher, just as in Simen Kuf, you do, he can't see Sheyot Amezit, so you too should can't see Sheyot Amezit, not Shayach Mige. But the Taz is saying, why should the Chachomim can't see Sheyot Amezit? After all, Sheyot doesn't deserve to be penalized. Amezit deserves to be penalized. So if the Chachomim do decide sometimes to can't see Sheyot Amezit, so it's not because of the culpability of the Sheyot himself. But if the Sheikh will not be penalized, so then we will in effect be supplying a temptation to him to become amazed. That's why we should counsel Sheikh to amaze it. Not because of the Sheikh. But if we will not counsel Sheikh to amaze it, so many times we we'll be putting him in a position to deceive us. But so only if the circumstances are such that by not penalizing the Sheikhim automazid will be inducing him to lie to us, will supply an inducement to him to lie to us, then there is a reason as to why the Chachomim should counsel Sheikh automazid. But if the circumstances are such that by not counseling Sheikh automazid, we are not going to supply an inducement to him to lie. So why should we counsel Sheikhot Amezit? As far on the basis of the Sheikhot act itself, he certainly does not deserve to be penalized. So this is what he's saying. He says, V'chein bahi dinoflo v'hu mi'atam d'chol shaheta tolo b'ruibu v'chein bahi dinoflo v'nispatsu. So when he comes before Bezin, before the Chochem, and he asks Ishaile, and Bezin sees that there is all of the Rishishim of Heter Megadi Isaiah, Shvonen on Ureim, Ptsuim, Varekishibo Vishel, or in the case of Ptsuim. So Bezin sees, the Chochem sees, that the Gezim are Nispatsu. So that's not it of a Hosho. So suppose he wouldn't say anything, he just would bring the Gdeira, the bag, whatever it is, that and will show it to Bezin, and Bezin will see that there is Shishim of Heter, Neged one of Isa. What would Bezin say? Bezin would tell him, the Chochem would tell him, it's Muter. So if he'll just keep quiet, so then Bezin will certainly pass him that it's Muter. But he didn't keep quiet. He told Bezin the whole story. It didn't happen just by itself. B'yodayim I did it. But B'yodayim I did it unintentionally, absent-mindedly I did it. So Mimele, here, there is no reason as to why in such a case. So Usually, when such a shaila comes up before Bezdin, so if the person who has the shaila would keep quiet, he will just show the bag with the taruves or the gdire with the taruves. So then Bezdin, and if that person would just show the taruves to Bezdin without saying anything, then what would Bezdin pass? Usually, it's muta. It's muta. But he told Bezdin his story. He told the Chochem his story. That it didn't happen by itself. He mixed it with Yodayim. He was married with Yodayim. But Mishayik, he did it unintentionally. So Mimele, we don't cancel him Sheyikot Amazit. Because by not canceling Sheyikot Amazit, we are not supplying an inducement to the person in a second situation when it happens like that to lie to Bezdin. Because usually the circumstances are such that if a person who presents such a shaila before Bezdin would keep quiet, Bezdin wouldn't even anticipate the possibility of Irov Yodayim. Why should they anticipate the possibility of Irov Yodayim? Just because they see a taruves. Usually, when there is a taruves, so it happens by itself, a taruves. Not the Yodayim. So, Mimele, there is no reason as to why the Chachomim should counsel Sheik Otanez. This is what he says. ובזה לקוש המילה דבד רבי יחן פוסק רבי יסב רבשים בהתי ומטעם דכל שהת התולו בריבו וכן בהיתי נופו ונספץ וכשבו לפנינו הנוראים פצועים ועל כשבו לישב הרים את הרס ממילה דכבור נשחה בו נספץ הדבר החושב ואם שו סק ולא יום עמידה ענה מתיר לי די אפשר למשור שנופו שם יישר או יקח ולא נשחה בו because a Bezdin so suppose the Sheol doesn't say anything, he just shows that Aruv is the Bezdin, then what should Bezdin pass? Bezdin is not mechuyev to conjure up facts that are not presented to the chochem. So mimele Bezdin would pasken that it's muter. So by not counseling Sheikot Amazit, we are not supplying an inducement to the person to lie. Because Monefshech, if a person is ready to lie, he doesn't need any inducement. He doesn't need any inducement. All he has to do is just to keep quiet if he's ready to cover up something. So Mimele, there is no reason as to why the Chachomim should be misake that conceal on Sheikot Amazit. So we should say, well, Midan Amatirli, Dev Shem Shoshan Avu Yisrael, Yekachu Nisrab, El Yili Gol Nish Nisrab HaKein, Val Koch Vada Mehemem Bazeh. So you see, this expression, Al Koch Vada Mehemem Bazeh, misled some of the Nesi Kelim. You see, in other words, that here it's mamesh and inyan of mige. The Taz is operating with the lomdes of mige, with the logic of mige, as in explaining why the Chachomim want misake nitakone of kansin sheyot amazit. So that is based upon the logic of mige. But the real reason is that the Chachomim were not misake in kansin sheyot amazit, he says. So what is there was a taruves, and there was a taruves of a dovachoshuv, and the dovachoshuv the chachomim misakin as well as the bottle. But if one item, let's say you have a big bag and you have a thousand items, one item is osa. Is also Isole or Klaya Karen. And the other 999 items of the same mean are not Klaya Karen, are not the Ole. So since it's a double Choshu, so Mimele, the Takonis Chachomim was a few belly bought. Now, but he comes, now suppose he wouldn't say anything. He would show it to Bezdin, to the Chochem. Bezdin would see that there is a Taruves of one item of Isaiah that is mixed up with many 999 items of Eta. But it's Dovah Choshuv, what? And he wouldn't say anything else. What would Bezdin tell him? What would the Chochem tell him? Chochem would tell him it's also, because Dovah Choshuv, but he comes up with this story, that the one item he threw into the Yam, but he threw it B'sheirik. So now the question is, so there we say, Kansin Sheikot Amazit. So in Achmam over there we say, Kansin Sheikot Amazit, even if evidence will be submitted to the Chochem, to Bezdin, that will confirm his allegation, his claim that Bishegeki was maplet into the Yam. But here the Chachomim were misaken itakone of Kansin and Sheikot Meizin. Why? Because if the Chachomim will not be misaken itakone of Kansin and Sheikot Meizin, so then they will in effect be supplying an inducement to that person who comes up with such a shaila. So usually when such a shaila is presented, so if the person wouldn't say anything, what would the Chochem say? That it's also right. Such a shaila consists in showing Bezdin a bag with many items, and it's Dova Choshuv. So if the Sheol wouldn't say anything before Bezdin, the Chochem would certainly say it's also Dova Choshuv. It's not bottle. Dova Choshuv is not bottle. So Mimele, he would be induced to lie and to say to Bezdin, well, I threw it, but you're dying, but Bishayik absentmindedly. He would be induced, if the halacha would be that Loikan, Sinu, Sheikh, got amazed, then every person who comes before Bezdin with that child would be tempted to lie to Bezdin. Would be tempted to lie to Bezdin. So, Mimele, the Chachomim, Omisakein, Kan, Sinu, Sheikh, got amazed. This is what the Taz means. I think this is what the Or HaShulchan means in explaining the Taz. So it's not that it's on the basis of Mige. It's not on the basis of Mige. But the Chachomim, in deciding when to cancel Sheikot Meizid and when not to cancel Sheikot Meizid, operated with the same logic that is in the background of the Halach of Mige. All right. וזה נראה לי מחובם בדברי הטור שכוסר ונראה שאין צורך שאפילו אם היסיף ואין לא חושב מקים לרב למעט כוסו בסדרה מצווס, שצורך החוכם להחקר לנוסנו מים בגדי לאחר שנוסנו בו איסר, שאיסר מים שנוסנו החקר למצטרף ולבט לו איסר. ונראה לי שאין צורך, שאפילו אם היסית מים החקר, אם לא יקיבים כדי לבט לו איסר מצטרפים. וקיים בו להם כל איסור ונשארים בו להם שאית מתואר מן הסורם, ואין לא חש, there is a correction, ואין לא חש שם או כיבים להרפס במייסית. שאין בו לא חש לזה, גם בינם אלה מה שאין מה שלא יריבו. Abu, all right. Now, so he says, "Vizem nira lemechuvam b'divrei hatur shekosa v'nira sheim tzorich shal afilu hayisivim lo chashem mikiv nahar b'meizit v'nira li d'hatur lo amad b'divrei asmak divada lechayish shemo nisrabe acha shenofa isa shon v'nishtai ksos v'im kein hoyochticha atzmo nasis nivele kibosa b'cholok." ולמען החקאים, החקאים, טייס וסמאי, אלו אם כן יהיה שם סמך נגד התו של כולה, וגם נגד הגדר, וזה יהיה אפשר. וזה יהיה אפשר. So he says, now, what does the Taz say? The Taz sheet is that when a shaila is presented before a chochem of taruves, he shown, let's say, there, in which there is a taruves and isar and heter, and the chochem sees that there is shishim, there is rov, there is shishim, whatever shiur is necessary to be mevatel the isar, so the chochem can be matir. He doesn't have to investigate and to ask all kinds of shailes, the sheol, and asking whether the mayim in the gdere was put in after the Isa fell in or not. The smack says that he has to ask this question. The Torah says he doesn't have. But Kosa Bisivah Mitzvah Shetzorich HaChochom Lachkir Im Nosnu Mayim Gdei Racha Shenosnu Bo Isa She Isa Na Mayim Shenosnu Hakeim Istarfen Levat Lo Isa. So it's not that the smack meant that the Choche has to ask im nosnu maim bigdeire acha she nosnu isa bo isa she isa na maim she nosnu acha keim im itstarfin livad lo isa that he doesn't mean. Why? So he says divadu lechai shemo nisrabe acha she nofu isa shom vimishtai ktsos dim kein o yochticha atzmon ases nevele kibosa bicholov ולמהנה החכין תיסס מים אלו אם כן יש אמנמך נגד תו של כולי וגם נגד הגדירו. In other words, the person comes before the Chochem and he asks Mishaile. Obviously he's not an Abayan Gomo who is bent upon eating Neveles and Treves and Kol Dvar Masurim. If he had been an Abayan Gomo who is ready to eat the veles and treves and called them Rosea, he wouldn't come to Bez and ask Shailes. Why should he come to ask Shailes? So why does he come? Why does he come to Bez and ask Shailes? Because he doesn't want to eat Dvorim Asurim. He doesn't want to eat Dvorim Asurim. So what does the smack say? The smack says the Chochem should ask the Sheir. Now I see a lot of water here, a lot of soup here in the Gdeire. That water was put in the Gdeire at the very outset, before the Yisea fell into the Gdeire, or after. Because, so if, let's say, the he'll say that, if he'll say that he put the water, he poured the water into the Gdeire, after the Isa fell into the Gdeire, so then the Chochem will tell him, so you are mevatel Isa l'chatchile, so mele, it cannot be mitzure. So he says, no, why should he be cheshish the Chochem that the sheil put pour the water after the Isa fell into the Gdeire? Now, since if he poured the water after the Isa fell into the Gdeire, so that means that before the water was poured, the additional water was poured into the Gdeire, so then the Isa already gave a tam in the whole Gdeire. So then we would require Shishim neged everything that was there. So why should he? So maybe everything would be osea. What would he accomplish by pouring water? So what does he mean? So what does the smag mean? The smag means because there is a certain situation, and we are not cheshed. Maybe he wants to cover up, and he's ready to do isurim. If he's ready to do isurim, to eat something that is osea, he wouldn't come to the Chochem altogether. So he doesn't want to eat something that is osea, but we might say that the smag is cheshed. The sheil, maybe he's ready. Maybe he does something that is osa lechatchile, but it wouldn't asa. But he, so it's not that the chshoshe is. Divad lechai shemu nisra beachas nof miisa shom v'nishtai k'tzas. Dim kemi lechticha atzman asis nevele kibosa becholo. ומען החכין תיסס מים, אלו אם כן יש שום סמך נגד התף של כולי, וגם נגד הגדירו, וזה יהיה אפשר. So that's impossible. ובבס יוסף כוסף, אם הויו בסמיים סמך נגד כל מה שבגדירו, is made a smag נשורי, אם נוסנו משאיק, ותמו מיד, וגם נגד הגדירה עצמו בן הסמך. ומשם זה לא מדעתו בדעס הסמק, תלו זה בעל עליך שינון, כלומר זה כמי ריוסה בשמדוכתה, לימר שהויו בדרך שהיא עושה, וכמי שחוספתי להיר בסימן זה בסמוך. אלו דל כוחוך, דכן יש חשש, בעניין שישתקון הלבט לא יישא, על די הריבו. בו זה חשדין הרי, שבמי זית עושה התיקון, so in other words, we are not חשדין, maybe he did something that our פדין will not be matter. Why should he do it? מה נפשך? If he's not valiant, he doesn't care about his solitary. So he didn't have to do anything. Who told him? He just could have eaten the Isa. But he's not an Avayan that is ready to do Isurim. he will not eat something that is osa, but maybe he'll eat something that the eved becomes muta. That the eved becomes muta. In his mind, the eved it is muta. Even though it involves a nisa lechatchile, all right, so he's mizalzel in that. So mimele, we don't have to anticipate the possibility. The chochem, to whom Mishaila is presented, does not have to anticipate the possibility. Maybe he poured in some water after the Isa fell in. Because in that case, so if the Isa fell in, so then it asserted, so it's chtichan asas nevele, so everything that was in the Gdeira became chticha di Isure, and even the Kele itself was Bileya, let's say if it was on fire. So then, in order to be mivatlet, he would require shishim, neged everything that was visibly inside the gdeira, and neged the whole volume of the gdeira too, because it was beleyat, and that's yevsha. So then the question arises: how could the chochem pass in shailes? The answer is: we don't have to conjure up such possibilities. Because no person would do it, and certainly this kind of person who is asking shailes, so that shows that he doesn't want to do something that is osa. Because if he had been ready to eat something that is osa, he wouldn't ask any shailes. So mele, we don't have to be cheshesh. Even the smag is made that the chocham doesn't have to be cheshesh, lest he was marbe after he was massive after the whole day became osa. That, because then he wouldn't accomplish anything. He wouldn't accomplish anything because it would require shishim negedo, everything that was visibly inside negdeira and negdeira itself. So he wouldn't accomplish anything. So then the chochem doesn't have to be cheshish. But what? Sometimes there is a possibility that even if an isa fell, now the halacha is, that's mentioned in Bosa B'cholov. Suppose the tipas cholov falls on one chtichas boso. It falls on one chtichas boso. So, and then it takes, let's say, 5 minutes from the time that this tipas cholov spreads in the gdeire and gives it time in the gdeire. And before 5 minutes expire, so the tipas cholov does not spread in the gdeire. So suppose someone, let's say, saw that the tipas cholov fell on the uppermost chtiche of bosor in Igdeira that was standing on fire. And he knows that until 5 minutes will elapse, so that tipas cholov will not be able to spread in the Igdeira to give it time in the whole day. But if he waits 5 minutes, then it'll give a time the whole day. So maybe this is the thing that the smag is cheshish. Maybe this person, after itipas cholov fell on the uppermost chtiche in the gdeire, and before the tipas cholov had an opportunity to spread evenly in the whole gdeire and thereby give it time in the whole gdeire, so he quickly filled up a glass of water, or let's say 5 glasses of water, 10 glasses of water, and poured it in the pot. So then, when the 5 minutes will expire, so this tipas cholov, there will be a greater bulk of heter in the gneire, so that tipas cholov will not be able to give it time in the whole gneire. So then he'll be able to accomplish. This is the thing that we have to be cheshish. Not that we have to be cheshish, maybe he'll do something that Alpidin will not be affected. Let's say, once the tipas cholov gave it time in the gdeire, so then not only the uppermost chatiche becomes osea, the whole gdeire becomes osea. If there are, let's say, 20 chatiches in the gdeire, it also becomes osea. Once the tipas cholov spread in the whole gdeire and gave it time, cholov in the whole gdeire, so then we would require shishim neged the whole thing, and he doesn't have it. So why should he do it? He won't accomplish. Why? He doesn't care, so he doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't even have to come to the chochem either. You see, so the smag is only cheshel, the sheil. Maybe the sheil did something irregular, something devious, but which is effect. You know, sometimes a person can do a devious thing, but the evidence is effective. So this is the thing that the smag is cheshel, the sheil. This is what he says. ונראה לי דעתו לא מאמין לברא הסמאג דבד לחי שם נשרה בהרשן אופן ניסה שם ונשתה הקצוס דין כן הלכתך אף נעשה נווה וכבוס בחולו ולמען החכים תיסס מי אלא אם כן יהיה שם סמך נגד התאף של כולי וגם נגד הגדירה וזה יהיה אפשר ובס יוסף כוסף ומוי ובסה מי יחסמך נגד כל מה שבגדירה מידי סמאג נשורם אז משהי ותמנוע מיד גם נגד הגדירה עצו מן הסמך ומשום זה לא מדעתו בדעז הסמאג תראו זה ועד לא יחשינון מה זה כן הוא יוסף משום דוכתלינה שהוא בדרך שהיא עושה הוא ינף חשד אם maybe he did something that will be ineffective וכי מחוסף לא יהיו בסימן זה בסומך אלא על כוחו וכאן יחשש בעניין שיש תקונה לבד לא יישא maybe something irregular was done but while it's irregular it is still effective there ועד לא יישא על דעריבו בו זה חשדין עולה שבמייזי דוס עתיק שבמייזי דוס עתיק נמצא שכאן הווה החשש שם עותקף שנוף עלו יישא ריבה שמיים קדם שנספש איתו יישא זה דחשושה of the smug is maybe the shale poured in additional water immediately after the tipascholo fell on the uppermost chatiche and before it had an opportunity to spread in the whole dere So before the Gdeira became Osea, so we poured in a lot of water. So then when the Tipes Cholov does spread, it's not capable to give it time in such a bulk. Uchiyin shamrinu misim esad gveiz min Tipes Cholov in the Gdeira. Val kocha chomer asmak shetzorich lach gerach hazeh. Im nase shishomrinu. So this is the thing that he anticipates, the smak. So that he has to cross-examine the shale, as to whether something like this happened. That valzemakshatu. Valzemakshatu, in other words, what the smag means is not that the chochem should ask the shale, listen, maybe you poured in water after the tipas cholov spread in the grave. That he doesn't have to ask. But he has to ask, maybe a second after the Tipas Cholov fell on the uppermost there, you poured in some water before the Tipas Cholov had an opportunity to give it time and all there. This is the thing that the smak says the Chochom has to ask the Sheol, has to ask the Sheol. And then, because suppose the Sheol say yes, indeed, I did pour in a lot of water. The moment the Tipas Cholov fell on the uppermost day, before it had an opportunity to spread in the whole day. So the tour is chelikam. It's val zemak shatur, dir reize tirich yachkir. Di bish lo imi mo yukin simbo ze kikotum enzit. Ho yusvor lachkir. In yei mashe riba bichege, neymalei, shafilo oche osa. Di kan sino onotum enzit. Avu bemes deine kein, o bichege kmutea. So the tour is massive on the smad. He said, Bishlay may Daloch have been that can see and take what amazing. Then this cross examination of the Sheol would have a purpose. Not why. Poured in half a gallon of water into the Gdeira to prevent a tam cholov in the Gdeira and then we'd say yes I did but I didn't know that is not proper Hamishayi I didn't know so then the Chochem would tell him you are a nice fellow but it's osa and suppose the Sheol would answer the Chochem would answer the Chochem, no, I didn't do anything of that sort. Well, I had that bulk, that quantity, at the very outset. So then the Chochem would tell him that it is muta. But, so that would be all right, the smag being that he should cross-examine the Sheol, if the Aloch had been considered Sheol.
But now the daloch is loikan sinon shirigot amazing. So mimele, what's the purpose? What's the purpose of the chochem cross-examining the shirig? We'll just be wasting time. Now, so either the shirig, so the shirig, because if the shirig will say, if the shirig will say that is, because even if he did it, even if he did it, even because if he did it, b'sheyeik, so then it is muta. If he didn't, it is muta. Now, so either the person is a sheyeik, or the person is a mason. Someone, why should we ask him? He's wasting time. Because if he is a sheyeik, so if he did it, b'sheyeik, so then it's muta anyway. Why does he have to ask him? And if he did it, b'mason, so what's the use of the fact that the Chochem will ask the Sheyel, did you do it b'sheyik or did you do it b'mezid? If he did it b'mezid, so he's not 100% Yerei Shamayim. All right, he has a little bit of Yerei Shamayim. I mean, he doesn't want to eat anything, he doesn't want to do anything that is really awesome. He wouldn't eat Nevele. But he was ready, if he did it b'mezid, and it's awesome, to be Mevatel b'mezid, so he doesn't mind to be Ivir that Isser. Now if he doesn't mind, in other words, why did he do it? To cover up. So he'll lie to the Chochem too. Why shouldn't he lie to the Chochem? So what's the purpose of asking the Sheyel? Either the Sheyel did it b'shege, or he did it b'mezid. Maybe he didn't do it all together. But let's say that he did do it. He was Macy. He did pour additional water at the very outset. The moment a drop of cholov fell on the uppermost chaticha in the glere. So, if he was Macy, so either he was Macy v'sheigeik, or he was Macy v'mezid. So m'monefshech, if he was Macy v'sheigeik, so it's muta. So it's muta. So why should a chochem waste his time and ask questions? And if he did it b'mezid, so then it's very likely that just as he did something devious in being mazy, which is against the deen, he'll do another thing that is devious. He'll lie to the chochem. If he's so smart that he can do it, be mazy, so he'll be smart again and he'll tell the chochem, I did it with shaking. He'll do a good job for himself. So in Mele, there is no purpose in asking all these questions. This is what the Taz is saying. This is what the Tur is saying. Val ze machsha Tur, the way it's zirich yachya. Di bishle imo rei keisi, mo ze sheik o temezit, o yitzvor lachya. Im yei masher riba bishik, ne mo rishak lo ocha osa, di kan sino temezit. Avul ben, mes eni kei. Elo bishik muter, mo ze mitam shel chanu il. Val ze omar, di kan mo en kol yisurim, lo ma hakein, shem kim rab lemezit. Pira yudho ta amrin, kol yisurim shri bishik muter, hayni bim gedru alo no shenase bishik. Kin shenase al viacher, o yishibor alo no shuul yoda mefusisa. Pira yudho muter, avul ikasino shel temezit. אבל כאן של הנדרה, על כל אפילו אם יהיה מה שנעשה בשייק, נעשה מטעם השם הקיבים במזיק, ומשק אבינו שהוא שייק, ומשמור אחר הוא צריך להחקר, אם נעשה שם ריבו כדו עשר, אפילו אם יהיה מה שייק לישר, זה הנה, דין קיין, שאתו מחזיק אלי שקרון, בשעה זחקירה, מה תהיה להחקירה, אף אם יהיה מה לא נשרה בלוי, לא ינמון, אם מונו נכה שיהיה מה שקר, על כל אחרים צריך להחקירה כלל, אפילו בסוף בכל אוף, וכל שכם בשור יסורים, קולצ'קין, שור איסורים, אלו בשור איסורים, אנו צריכים לא נמד במהיר בריבותי כבר נפילה, ועובדה סקטורי נעים לכתירה פלס נבילה, ואם כמה נגידו בשאיר גם אחר כך לסעק נעיסר, ובזה צורך תירס חוכם לסמק, שמו עושה תיקי של ריבה הכך, ועל זה חיליק עטור, דו שאיר תמותה, וכדר שזכר פלינים בסוף בחולוב, עם ריבותיקים, נמצא מטורך בלי רפסה בזה, היך כוס ועטור בשאיר גמותה, עוד בסוף בחולוב, אמרו נכתיך עצמם לסס נבילה, ואוי לו עטור, לא עם הרב ובסוף בחולוב, צורך תירס חוכם, ואוי נטור את מה שכוס עטור, מה שכוס עטור, נרוך שם כאילו רב מזית, לא אומר לזה כאילו שכבו, היבי כאן להתם להגמורה, מה לא אקשית כאן להסמק, ואימא להגמורה, ובמה שכספתי, הכל ניחה ביסאי תשמיה, והוא פירש כף דפרח. I mean, I would continue, but I'll stay there. Okay.
Okay.
Did you erase this tape?
No.
Well, how can you use it then?
Okay, it's okay. It's after the share rate. Okay. Where was I after?
Who will these loans should be made by something that board directors and allocated to loan committee?
What do you mean something?
I can't read it. It's locked by the clock.
Okay. The respective minutes. Okay, okay, go to the new paragraph then. Are you all on that page?
I don't know. I think I have another copy of
it. Okay, loan documentation. All caps. Documentation of loan files. Wait, documentation of loan, not the files. Documentation of loan is not adequate. Period. It doesn't.
Tell the truth.
It doesn't. I'm telling you right now it doesn't. When?
Liquidate their collateral.
collateral field?
L-L-E-T-E-R-A-L.
Period?
Period.
Can you sit over here? It's easier to hear you. I think I'm going back.
Play.
How much paper do you think I have left?
No, I go until you see the bottom. Documentation. Is necessary to be able.
Necessary.
Is.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Okay.
N-E-C-E-S-S-A-R-Y.
Alright,
it's wrong.
I'm
wrong. Okay. I never saw the two. To be able? To be able? To assess the quality?
Assess the two S's?
Yeah. A-S-S-E-S-S.
Okay.
The quality and future performance of a loan. And the collateral, and the collateral position. This is impossible to determine for the bank to know or determine its ITS, its true protection on a loan.
True.
In this new go ahead. Go ahead. Good. Come on. Oh, you need another one. No, that's not good. Yeah, another one here. Okay, which one do I get? Which color one? They use
well, I just hit the one. Look at that.
Put this on the, put a whole bunch of paper in. Farmer in the Dell, what happened to the pain that I so
carried? Quite a bit more with this, or quite a bit more with another page?
With this?
Yeah.
I'm close to it, pretty close. I can't find any different one than this. Oh, shoot, I could just cut back to the middle of the line.
Oh,
it's
so far
to the next one. Let's take them there.
Did you
pick
them all up?
Yeah. Want some liquid refreshment?
I
want
to finish.
What? Go ahead.
Let me go ahead.
Hey, are you in space? What was the last thing you tell you?
Without a final policy warning, it is impossible for the bank to know or determine if true.
Protection. I know you want
Okay,
I'm going to have tea with you in my eyes. I know I don't talk clear a lot of times. The thing that's funny that, well, when I was in elementary school, and they sent me to speech therapy class. That was a joke. Even though I'm getting, the least cause of defense in the area was to defense anyhow. I learned that. Because I never had to defense at all. But it was a deep little game that was with you. Do you want to hear? I'll tell you a second. There was something I don't like you to say. It was right. Anyone can use it.
No, I mean, like, I just noticed it now. I think when you're tired, I don't know for the whole day.
So, anything you do?
Yes, you do. Really, I think it's just when you're tired. It's not even that bad. It's just one of the things to do there.
Okay, you don't have to give me the confidence. Go ahead.
It's really not bad.
Okay, no, no.
I love you.
However,
I never do it all. You're awesome.
I know. You are the one. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I don't have a lot of that.
Do? No.
I do a lot.
What?
I do a lot.
You eat a lot? This is how small it is.
Have you proved?
You have improved?
Yeah.
Over the previous year. The previous year, comma, however.
How are you looking?
Bernice, I still look proud. Period. Net operating income. After taxes is
this thing is
zero. major factor.
Your?
Yeah. For the low earning. Is that loan income has decreased. This appears to have been caused by.
This what?
Appears. What'd you hear? Appears?
Yeah.
Appears. The EA. What's wrong?
What'd you say?
Appears.
This appears.
This appears has been caused by.
Oh, too. You didn't say too. You said this appears has been caused by. I'm like, what? It was a new word I didn't know.
This appears to it too has been caused by.
Yeah.
The volume of non dash earning assets. And lower than average, lower than normal interest rate.
Than
the AN? Yes, AN.
Lower than?
Normal interest rate.
Yeah.
Charged to customers. Cannot meet your debt obligation, period. There. Just leave it there. I have a lot of work to do.
What time are we going to show to?
We're not going to get to bed by 12:30.
No. So it's 25 to 12.
Make this one.
No.
Fine.
We can meet there. We cannot meet there.
Loan, your debt obligation. Heavy loan losses are another major factor, period. These losses seem to be continued. Would you put?
What?
and will strictly continuing and will affect earnings in the future.
And will
affect it today, earnings in the future.
Period?
Period, yeah. It is again emphasized loan policy. Now, rate A, municipal policy, don't you? As much as I want to be pushed up to you, don't take for a strict loan policy. And don't go all the reasons. All in dry. Right here. I have bad breath, I'm only going to
have.
Why? No, there's no reason why you should. Okay, restricted loan policy. As noted in the preceding paragraph.
Oh, just bad. also 3 times better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put the orange juice back.
Good decision.
I keep talking good. No.
No idea. Decision. On the purchase of municipal bonds.
What?
On the purchase of municipal bonds. Brown. Ratio. Does not appear.
Although it does not, it does. say, although
although it appears
you told me to erase that.
Although it appears liquidity. Is not a problem at the present time.
Yeah.
A lower loan to deposit ratio. Yeah. Would give the bank greater flexibility.
Eight.
Okay. The necessary part, necessary component, though, the necessary component. Of an ordered program. Yeah, it is direct confirmation. Of loans. There's nothing in the right hand, they include a line here. You have the board of directors?
No, I don't. The board of
directors.
Directors,
yeah. Should incorporate. Positive and negative customer verification as part of their audit program.